to RadioValencia.fm. Coming up at 2 o'clock, of course. Yes, it's the no award-winning show. Yeah, the king and queen of slapdashery themselves, Model Orange Shea from the Bay. Together, they are the curated catastrophe.
Come in and let me get under your skin.
And now for something completely different.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shea and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Everybody supports women until a woman's doing better than you. Everybody wants you to love yourself until you actually do. It was something about her hair so perfectly fallen. She was nice and smart and funny and got everything she wanted. She's just charity. Isn't that the most obnoxious thing you've heard? Her popularity. She's too pretty for her own good. She's probably self-centered. We hate her and she's nothing. If everybody leaves her, then she had it coming. Her, not like those girls. I love doing makeup. I don't mock women like her. I'm not like her. As soon as she hits it, I'm kicking her out. She's had enough of the love and I'm bringing her down. Everyone together on the count of three. One, two. You're mundane. We agree. Your ambition is swallowable if you tell the story right. Say that you hate yourself and self-criticize. But if we smell desperation on your neck and face, we'll drag you across your own public stage.
Feels like hell, a defensive that are intelligent but always moving stupid. Man with potential but they're useless. Man stained with emotional bruises. Give them advice but they refuse it. Might bag a 10 but will lose it. Man that ghosts when she don't choose him. Nah, man. New season brings new hoes. The way he's sucking on them toes got me thinking he's a gay man. The way he's riding for his bros, you would think that's how he slays men. Once a feminine woman, but are you masculine? Gifts to compensate for what you're lacking in. Requesting an old school woman that cooks and cleans but won't provide or protect a single thing. Clamps on their car, debt on their name. No drive or ambition, steady searching for fame. Can't articulate emotional, they recognize is rage. A whatless man, whatless man, rotten man.
Paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air with almost no training whatsoever.
If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan. One more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. We are live in studio today with a whole host of brand new DJs.
A host.
A host. An entire host. A cadre. Anyway, that's
almost
not even a point.
A school of new DJs.
A school of new DJs, including Hag Riot and Ritmo Lento. We'll get back to them in just a moment. However, I will mention that the week that was, that is going to follow our opening intro, is an introduction for them and any first-time listener of The Cure to Catastrophe. It's a perfect explanation of who we are and how we jiggle the wires.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, anyway, just wait for it. But, Maldoror, your whole topic was school today.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to, of course, divert from that and subjugate that. Yeah, I know, exactly. We're going to talk about...
I just shrugged on
different
air.
Kinds of education. What about women in the trades? What about trade schools? You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, and if you want to listen to a really good show, try Sufficient Grounds.
This is one of the shows where I've done my normal level of pre-prep.
Pre-prep? Maldoror? Pretty sure that's not a word. Pretty sure the pre is already in
I've done my normal level of pre-prep, which means I was out DJing at the Willows till 2 a.m. last night.
Unusual.
Assemble this while we were here in the studio?
In fact, I did.
Wow, that's impressive. That's abnormally spontaneous of you. Come back, Uncle Ray. I hope Shay's listening, since I just said both and cleared my throat before I began speaking, which she loves. Really missing my co-host right now because she keeps me professional.
Ekphrasis.
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 That is when you are trying to use a detailed description of work of visual art as literary device. But it basically it's fucking talking about visual art on the radio. Oh, hang on. She's much more of a radio professional than I am. What was I doing before this?
Shay from the Bay and Maldoror putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
Thank you.
parents' graduation, her papa had to wince when she threw the cap, ditched the gown, and slammed her boots on the ground. Took all of July for him to come to, but he finally set out a box of his rusted old tools, even the ones he hadn't taught her to use. Shaking his head, he turned her loose. Would have saved a lot of money if he'd seen that rise of a tradeswoman.
We installed piles. They could be concrete piles, wooden piles, H-beams, the pipe piles. They're the foundation of everything. Bridges, docks, buildings. That's what a pile driver does. I've worked down Jack London Square in Oakland and putting in the floating docks, the Richmond San Rafael Bridge, and sometimes it's just, you know, maintenance. Replacing the cleats for the boats and anything that might happen. So it changes every day. Yeah. I like the work. I like being able to drive by different places and seeing that I was a part of, you know, building and having my hands in that, you know, and being a welder when I was out in the field before I came to the port, being certified, you know, your name is on something and it means something. I like being out in the open. Fresh, the breeze, it's beautiful.
I'm Fake Casey Kasem, and I'd like to remind you that Chafe from the Bay is the one keeping the flaming soul of this dumpster fire alive.
What I go through, I don't look at you, cause I don't know you, know where to go to, know where to hide, what does it take nowadays to survive, see what I've been through, see what I go through, I don't look at you, cause I don't know you, know where to go to, know where to hide, what does it take nowadays to survive.
Small time rappers ain't dope as us. When you hear rappers in the club, you hope it's us. Back in the days, they used to smoke the dust, but cats kept jumping off the roof too much. So today, we don't abuse the Dutch. We use our minds to write rhymes that you can touch. My feet stay planted on the ground. You want that soft pop shit, you better book another sound. We gets down, I know the streets. Y'all rappers got maps out, looking all around. Y'all want the crown, but why should I battle you if next week they're gonna put you in the ground? That's a waste of time. I'd rather blaze a rhyme or someone trying to raise their mind. Bucktown, USA, Boogie Down Connect. Yo, Buck, what the fuck they gonna say?
Who cares? They want that pop shit. That soft hip hop shit. That KRS and Buck, not shit, boy. Beats banging on your door like rent time. I invent the rhyme that was meant for your mind. Or I get physical. I mean physical. Might lean with a smile and kill you in style. Wow. I am just the smartest MC. I am known as what you call an artist MC. See, part of me be like, pardon me. The other half be like, motherfuck, man, it's Busta Hammer. Damn, I feel like a mattress. The way they keep sleeping on me, they don't see I'm the craftmatic. I spread everywhere, lead everywhere. Shot ricochet and bounce back, looking heavy, yeah. And my deadly, yeah. Lit machete, yeah. You lit professing, but you feeling on your
sense. See what I've been through, see what I go through. I don't look at you, cause I don't know you. Know where to go to, know where to hide. What does it take nowadays to survive? See what I've been through, see what I go through. If I don't look at you, it's cause I don't know you. Know where to go to, know where to hide. What does it take nowadays to survive?
Survival skills. Survival. 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 Survival.
fool.
Flex, he down with us. DJ Premier, he down with us. My man Tony Touch, he down with us. DJ Green Lantern, he down with us. All the heavy hitters, they down with us. DJ Mr. C, he down with us.
DJ Evil D, he down with us. And DJ Kenny Parker, down with us. Making funky music is a must. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one.
Lilith Fair, the concert event that qualifies as the first of its kind.
And there's no kidding around what good musicianship is going on here.
Sarah McLachlan. Cheryl Crow. Sean Colvin. Meredith Brooks, Indigo Girls.
You can't forget the Indigo Girls.
Lilith Fair was a celebration of
Maldoror.
It is awesome
because it's all girls.
God. I would like to introduce you to the show.
Your living room, Lilith Fair on Direct Ticket.
By explaining. By explaining
$19.
That Maldoror is an actual genius. Although that last snippet might have been very disappointing. It was an ad for the Lilith Fair, yes?
From 1997?
Yes, and so you're alluding to the fact that I'm about to speak about an all-women's conference that I just got home from in Chicago. Yeah, you are. No, it's a perfect setup.
Okay,
it's a
go
perfect
ahead.
Setup. The reason we're talking about this, you decided to pitch the idea of doing an entire episode about school.
Yes.
And as I do, I extrapolate, but also subvert the entire topic. And I thought...
Or forget completely.
Or forget completely. That also happens. But there's still very good shows, which you can find out on RadioValencia.fm. Go to podcast, find The Cure to Catastrophe, and download those catastrophic episodes. They're actually very good. Anyway...
Everything is instantly podcasted.
So listen. So I went to this Tradeswomen Build Nations conference in Chicago. And it was amazing. It was the largest conference that they had in history. It was their 15-year anniversary. And there were women for every single trade. There were pipe fitters. There were boiler makers. It was just all of us were represented there.
That's legit awesome.
It was fucking incredible. However, two things happened. Number one, from all of their stories that were supposed to be super positive, I ended up sort of absorbing all of their trauma. I'm not even kidding about that.
Wait, what?
I'm not even kidding about that. And then the second thing that happened is that I realized that for the last 7 years, I have been...
Absorbing my trauma.
Yes. But I like that. That's more fun. Trying to be like one of the guys. Trying to be like one of the guys. You just want to fit in. You just want to fly under the radar. So it was interesting to me to be at this, you know, let's celebrate the fact that we're all women, when the fact that you have to subjugate that to a certain degree to be successful in the trades. The reason we're talking about the trades is that because if you go to school in the trades, it's an entirely different economic situation that, if you think about it, was originally created to sustain men and their families. And so when women get into the trades, all of a sudden they're independent. They don't need... Yeah, okay, well, there was a face for radio, Maldoror.
That's because I moved the microphone.
He's actually feminist. He's a good, good feminist. But that is to say that...
I'm married to a biological woman. And
I'm... Let's unpack that in a minute.
No, just go on with your spiel. That.
Anyway, it's not a spiel. It's my realization.
No, it's fucking great, honestly.
Is it? Okay, well, my realization is that, you know, there are a lot of women that don't... At whatever age, but they realize they don't want to be just another marketing bitch. Does the world need more of that? I don't know. Anyway, sorry, that's super offensive. That said, if you want to work and if you want to provide for yourself, I think that the trades are a very good way to do that. Anyway, if you guys are interested in alternate schooling, because we're talking about schools today, we also have an entire school of DJs who are learning here with Mount Roar. But that said, alternative schools, go to NABTU, NABTU.org. This is the North American Building Trades Union. And under that, you'll find Tradeswomen Build Nations. That was the name of the event that I went to in Chicago. And might I add that there's no better place than Chicago to have an event for the union?
Oh, God.
It was fucking perfect.
Totally. That's where unions
it is the
still...
That's where they were born, right?
It's also where
union leaders
Jimmy Hoffa got buried.
Got gone. He didn't get buried. He got gone. But other union leaders ended up in, you know, the trunks of cars. Anyway, the point is...
Have escape latches now? Oh, I'm told.
I think that's just because of like men and rapey shit putting women in. Okay. Anyway. So that was the opening set. Women in education, we can actually do anything. This is the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Maldoror gives me a topic and I kind of ignore it.
Yeah, totally. Like, because we're schooling everyone, we decided to do school and education. And
I'm
stuff.
Schooling people on alternate forms of schooling.
And actually, it was nice.
It was nice. Nice. Can I also say, though, like the weirdest thing about this shit in Chicago? Dude, they had a parade. They shut the streets down and they shut the streets down and people came out of their houses and they were like clapping for us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it was like, I hate to say it, but it made me emotional in a way that made me terrifically publicly uncomfortable. I hope to never, ever, ever be in a parade again.
I hope to never use the word unpack again.
Fucking parade. Well, you know what? Spend a little more time in therapy. I feel like that term is going to come back around. What do you have lined up for us, Maldoror?
This is the Smiths with the Headmaster Ritual on Radio Valencia.
So predictable. FM.
Shoving drops and the bars. I want to go. right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man out of college.
Even though I didn't finish, I need my balls tossed like I'm at the line of scrimmage. Blue 52 said, hike on you hoes, eating everything in sight like a dyke on you hoes. I'm so high, I can't even chew food. I get them drunk and put these bitches on YouTube, and now they stay shook. Cause I took some naked pictures of they ass and about to post them on Facebook. So just face it, that party last night was gnarly, dude. But man, we got wasted. And a fat blunt is all I need. Cause I don't even do drugs, just weed.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you taped it.
I wish you taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey!
I love drinking. Can't tell you what I learned from school, but I can tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put two on, then tomorrow night, find a new joint, hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun, even if you did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey!
I love drinking.
Hey!
I love women.
Hey!
I love college. Now, if everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, freshman. Freshman, freshman, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Keg stand, keg stand, keg stand, keg stand.
That party last night.
Man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
Alright, everybody, I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke.
You're all invited.
But my good friends,
bring your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate?
Man, my daddy told me, boy, when I was your age, I had to walk 13 miles to school.
Yeah.
I said, oh, is that why you didn't graduate?
Yeah. Talking noise with all of my homeboys. Finna go back to school.
Her titties right. Bigger than they were last summer.
Come on,
man.
Y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
With a mouth full of beer and a nose full of weed. You know I'm finna act the fool.
Last year, right.
Yeah, yo.
Stick up my titties,
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. Go to the University of Smoking Marijuana.
What?
All of my friends go to USM. So I'ma tag along and hit the bong with them. Walking through the masses, looking for my classes. I can't concentrate on the teacher, surrounded by titties and asses. Spend a lot of money on some brand new clothes, trying to impress these brand new hoes. Laugh every time I have sex with a chick. Baby don't know I'm a next convict. Walk around the campus with my fro on thick. Every 20 seconds I be grabbing my dick. Full of alcohol at the football games. Doing more drugs than my nigga Rick James. My My GPA's dropping at a very fast rate. It'll take a miracle for me to graduate. Maybe I won't, maybe I will. Stressed out, popping pills in my coupe to feel.
Talking noise with all of my homeboys. Finna go back to school.
Say what?
Yeah.
Afro motherfucking M-A-N.
With a mouth full of beer and a nose full of weed. You know I'm finna act a fool.
I hardly ever go to class. Got a golden eagle on my stolen regal. If you bought it from me, it's illegal. Cause I'm Afro-Maine, the educated crip on a rock cocaine scholarship. Cook that crack until it's done. I use that for my Negro college fund. Broke minorities, selling dope to them bitches in sororities. She's drinking one too many 40s. She took her clothes off, now we having orgies. Baby, I don't mean to act, but you told me you will never fuck a black dude. Coke 45 must have got you in the mood to eat a fat dick like some sucker soul food.
Talking noise with all of my homeboys. Then it go back to school.
I'm out of style with the big blue chair. I'm from the West Coast, don't give a straight fuck.
With a mouth full of beer and a nose full of weed. You know I'm finna act the fool.
Hey, fellas, hey, can I get jiggy with it? Hey, check the shit out right quick. Check it out. Hey, home, boy, don't stress. I got the answers to the test. Hell my college pros best to smoke a lot of grass. She gon' make sure we pass. That's how you pass. Trigonometry, sell dope to your teacher. Use niggonometry on the microphone. There's not a rapper bomb as me. And under police pressure, nobody is calm as me. Wait a minute. You know what's fucked up? Black people in college act stuffed up. So self-conscious and insecure. You wanna speak back, but you really ain't sure. Look at me. What do you see? You see the OG, you ashamed to be. So fuck you, you pretty little rich frat boy. You can suck my dick just like that, boy.
Talking noise with all of my homeboys.
Say what?
Better go back.
My name
to
is Afro. Why? You see me every night. You got big eyes.
Come on, y'all. With a mouth full of beer and a nose full of weed. You know I'm finna act the fool.
Hey, buy something for these bitches. Yeah. I think we real gullible and shit, cuz. I said, honey, you got some sexy looks, you need money to buy your textbooks, get it wet, and I can get it hard. We can slide your vaginal credit card. Computer girl, come to my house and be my tutor girl. Before we study, can we smoke a little Buddha girl? Raise your shirt and lick the nipples on your hooter girl. Ooh, open up your legs, baby, you the girl. Got your tongue and let me shoot it, girl. You was playing with my floppy, then my hard drive downloaded. What? Down your throat, fucking exploded. Yeah. Tell your prejudice, dad and mom, dad, to mom. Email they comments to suckmydick.com. Afro's the bomb, blowing up like Vietnam.
Talking noise with all of my homeboys. Finna go back to school.
Hey, man, anybody got
yeah.
Anybody come got on, y'all. Where you at, girl?
With a mouth full of beer and a nose full of weed. You know I'm finna act the fool. Talking noise with all of my homeboys.
Hell yeah.
Then they go back to school.
Nobody got no condom.
Yeah.
Give me a sandwich bag with some rubber bands.
With a mouth full of beer and a nose full of weed. You know I'm finna act the fool.
Can I do my thing? Yeah. I'm the hungry hustler, Afro motherfucking M-A-N. Giving a mad shout out to all my GMO sobbies up there in Palmdale, California. But we like to say Pimp Dale, Pimpophonia. But I can't forget about my fam, bam, way down there. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Or should I call it Hattiesburg, Mississippi? Yeah, shawty. But I'ma combine the two so I can show the whole world I love you, you understand? Give a shout out to Palmburg, Calisippi. Or should I say Hattiesdale, Mississippi?
Hattiesdale.
Lord have mercy. That's that marijuana talking, baby.
Wait,
check me out, though. Giving a mad shout out to all these parasites. Parasites.
Mosquitoes.
Lying around me trying to suck me dry. But you can't have no money, and you know why, baby. I'ma tell you like Dr. Dre. You can't do nothing but get in a pickup, suck a dick up till you hiccup.
Hey, edit that shit out, cuz. We ain't gonna get no pussy if we keep dissing these bitches.
You're listening to The Care to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. This episode loosely based around school, schooling, teaching, teachers, inculcation. Tell us about that last set, Maldoror.
Oh, yeah. That was my set, wasn't it?
That was your set.
That's why it wasn't so goddamn... But,
it was a very decent set. So goddamn what?
Anyway...
No. Finish your thought.
We kick things off with the Headmaster Ritual by the Smiths, which was easy, as you said, low-hanging fruit.
Very predictable.
For a week that was about school. We heard I Love College by Asher Roth, which... I wish I could find the really good remix of that, but I couldn't. So you just got the original version featuring Ludacris. And then the last thing in the set was Back to School by Afro Man, who is totally one of those, what's called the Mandela Effect. I swear to God, someone told me Afro Man was dead, and it was all over the internet, and now you can't find anything about it, and he's still alive.
It's true that... false information spreads 6 times more quickly than true information.
Now, that explains a lot, honestly.
Before Maldoror set something, you tied it in nicely. We also heard Survival Skills by KRS-One and Buckshot. Before that, we met a woman pile driver out of the local union here in the Bay Area. We also heard from Sammy Kosar. I hope that's how you're saying it. She was the cutest thing. That was the country song that I sort of cut short called Tradeswoman. She was at the conference where I was. She's a crane operator out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Cranes are cool.
Long hair. She's fucking cool. She's like this little biscuit with long hair, like tucked back in a, you know, ponytail, kind of wearing the hat and with her guitar. And she's like, fuck it, I work in the trades. If you are interested in that song, or at least in supporting her, find her on YouTube. Just give her a thumbs up.
So the reason we're doing school this week is because we have 3 new trainees in the station. Oh, I'm sorry. Was there...
We also heard from Danielle Ponder. That was Holding Me Down, which is a thing that doesn't have to happen to any woman should she decide to join the trades. She doesn't have to ever be held down.
You get paid the same amount as your colleagues, right?
Yeah, 100%. That's why it's so important to recognize the trades as an institution that was created to support men and their families.
Can you define the trades?
The trades. Anything that falls under the AFL-CIO, effectively. Anything that's a union. Anyone that provides for your annuity when you retire. Anyone that provides for your health insurance. I get paid a very good amount for the job that I do. I mean, it's a hard job. You have to do the work. That said, it's an alternate type of school that females often aren't introduced to, so it's kind of fun to bring it onto the show. We also heard Nah Man by Icha Therese, which is my response, Nah Man. We also heard Everybody Supports Women by Sophia Isella, someone I always love to include on the show when we have a chance.
Has she been on the Tiny Desk concert?
No, she does not have a Tiny Desk concert, Maldoror.
Yet.
Not yet. You heard her here first. It's not. So.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for all of that.
You're welcome.
Shall we jump back into the music?
I mean, if you want to. I feel like we had so much titillating conversation off-air.
Well, off-air we talked about the Riyadh Comedy Fest.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like that's too big a can of worms to, like, after you just... I feel like we should maybe leave that for the next... break.
Absolutely up to you. Let's do it when we do punk rock.
Yeah.
That feels more fitting.
Fuck everybody who played at that. I mean, seriously.
I mean,
Kevin Hart, I'm so disappointed in you.
Maldoror, doesn't everyone have to make a living, though?
I was only following orders. At some point, you can't excuse the choices you've made.
Let me ask you this. As a person who has a retirement fund, how do you invest responsibly in something that is also not investing in war and making exponential returns on investment? What the fuck are you investing in then?
I don't know. Some guy does it for me.
Mm-hmm. So what was it? I was just opening orders.
That's the problem.
There
yeah,
it is.
I was just not paying attention to him investing in Mercedes-Benz and Audi and all those other things. Let's get back into the fucking music.
Let's do also...
Because it got way serious all of a sudden.
The views expressed on this show are not the views of RadioValencia.fm, except probably they are.
Yeah, pretty much.
So...
Here's Shay's second set.
Oh, thank goodness.
We've only got to
hear second. Oh, my God, this is so fun.
It's 43 minutes into the show.
We've okay, just got get with it. Get
all right,
with it.
All right,
so
off
excited.
We go.
It's Harper Valley PTA by Janine.
Oh, shit, I was going to play this.
Yeah, no, you're done.
Widowed wife who had at Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. You've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA.
Where women don't have to behave, oh, you're saying, you're saying. Parade by the end of the term. Teacher said, "What you doing, young man?" "I'm painting flowers," he said. She said, "It's not the time for art, young man. And anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man, a way it should be done. You got to show concern for everyone else, for you're not the only one." And she said,
"Flowers for red, young man. Green things for green. There's no need to see flowers any other way, the way they always happen."
But the little boy said, "There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone."
Said,
"There's ways that things should be, and you'll paint flowers the way they are. So repeat after me." And she said,
"Flowers are red, young man. Green is for me. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always
happen." But the little boy said again, "There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone." Well, the teacher put him in a corner. She said, "It's for your own good, and you won't come out till you get it right, and are responding like you should." Well, finally he got lonely, fretting thoughts filled his head, and he went up to that teacher, and this is what he said. And he said, "Flowers are red, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." Of course, time went by like it always does. They moved to another town, and the little boy went to another school. This is what he found. The teacher
teacher there was smiling. She said, painting should be fun. And there are so many colors in a flower, so let's use every one. But that little boy painted flowers in neat rows of green and red. And when the teacher asked him why, this is what he said. And he said, flowers are red, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. But there still must be a way to have our children say, there are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see
station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm. Closing out that set, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon.
Low hanging fruit.
I know, definitely it was, but it's kind of a cool song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was looking for a punk rock cover because I actually really do like that song a lot.
You know what? I was too. I was looking for a better cover and I also couldn't find one. So,
shocked.
For once, we are in solidarity. Before that, we heard a terrifically sad song.
I wasn't listening.
About a child's educational journey in art. That's what the song is about. It's called Flowers Are Red by Harry Chapin. That one came out back in 1978. Really sad. Anyway, it's just...
Harry Chapin? Oh, yeah. A sad song from Harry Chapin? I'm so
big
shocked.
Big surprise. Before that, something that Maldor did not enjoy, but that the blues aficionados in us might enjoy. It was Amy Nelson called Educated Woman. She is out of Canada. I blame that.
Great.
I blame Canada.
We all do.
Opening up the set, we heard Janine C. Riley with just the inimitable song Harper Valley PTA.
Again, I had considered playing that one myself just because I hadn't heard it in 10,000 years.
And isn't it delightful? It's a, I remember, it's actually pretty good. I remember the first time I heard that. That was